This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
So going into Cerebral, I just thought I was going to be making a difference, like helping people with anxiety and depression.
2 years ago, a startup called Cerebral set out to shake up the mental health industry.
We were going to make quality, affordable mental health care easily accessible.
We're going to make the world a better place.
Cerebral saw a gap in the market.
I kept calling therapists. People weren't calling me back. And then finally, I stumbled across Cerebral.
The idea was for patients to connect with clinicians and therapists virtually and get prescriptions for medications all online.
That is a very slippery slope that could go very wrong.
Prescribing highly regulated drugs like Xanax, Ambien, and Adderall helped the company grow, drawing hundreds of thousands of patients. But some former employees say that growth got in the way of some patient care. And now, the federal government is investigating how the company did business.
They offered to pay you more money if you were willing to prescribe Adderall?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ruin somebody's life because you want to increase your numbers. And that's what I felt it was like.
My son is not Anthony. My son is patient 85292-7. That's my son to them.
Cerebral says it has helped thousands of patients get much-needed access to mental health care. It also says it never pressured providers to prescribe controlled substances.
I stand by our quality. I stand by our safety.
For months, Wall Street Journal reporters Rolf Winkler and Khadija Safdar have been looking into the company and reporting what they've found.
They wanted the top line numbers to grow, which is they wanted more patients to come in through the doors, more signups.
Silicon Valley loves to move fast and break things. It's another thing to take that playbook and do it for a service that prescribes drugs that are prone to abuse.
From the Journal, a new four-part series, Uncontrolled Substances. The story of Cerebral. Find our new series in the Journal feed on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming soon.